This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. From Motown to Madonna, techno to gospel, jazz and blues, from Eminem to Kid Rock to Aretha and so much more, the Detroit area has been and continues to be a music powerhouse. In fact, at least 38 Grammy Award winners and nominees over the past 5 years have a Metro Detroit connection. A recent study from the Anderson Economic Group takes a deep dive into the business of the Detroit area music scene. We're joined now by the principal author of this study. He's Director of Public Policy and Economic Analysis for the Anderson Economic Group. Welcome to Alex Rosen.
Thank you.
So your study found that the Metro Detroit area is home to 486 music-related businesses, plus over 400 restaurants and bars and parks and other performance spaces. And when I see that that generated $1.2 billion in sales revenue, I was floored. Did that surprise you as it surprised some of us?
Well, seeing a number as large as $1 billion in revenue was certainly an eye-opener. I didn't really go in knowing what to expect because, again, a lot of music activity is happening behind the scenes or under the table, and we didn't know what would show up in the data and what wouldn't. But we were pleasantly surprised to see that it really is making its mark.
And how many workers, roughly, are part of this? And I'm sure it's a little bit hard to corral all of that, but give us an idea.
Yeah. At least 7,000 people contributed to the industry, and you know that doesn't count some people who probably should. You know, there are maybe some people who book the music at a restaurant, and it does count some people who you know maybe work at a venue that hosts both music and also you know the circus, a big venue like that. But you know it's certainly in the thousands, probably closer to 10,000 than 5,000.
So when we look at the $1.2 billion and the 7,000-some people working in the business, how does that compare with other major cities? I'm kind of curious. How does Detroit fit in?
Well, when you're making comparisons, you have to make a decision about how you're looking at it.
Right.
We compared to Detroit to a lot of our peers where people often make economic comparisons. Our economy is often compared to Minneapolis and Cleveland and Pittsburgh. And when you look at what people think of as our economic peers, we do pretty well. We have, if you look at the music business as a share of total employment, we're certainly on the higher end of that spectrum, considerably more than Indianapolis's and Cleveland's and Kansas City's of the world. We didn't make the comparison to the kind of worldwide benchmark music cities of Nashville and Los Angeles and Austin. We just went a different direction with the study.
It is kind of surprising to me that these music businesses and people generated that much revenue when there's really no music area in Detroit. I mean, I'm thinking of a couple of years ago when I was in Memphis walking along Beale Street. You know, we don't have anything like that in the Detroit area. And it makes you wonder what kind of boost it could give if people had an area where they knew where to go to hear Detroit area music.
Yeah, in that respect, I think the story of Detroit music is a lot about, like the story of the rest of the Detroit economy, very spread out across a big region. People are surprised to see the Detroit area among the top population metro areas because they think about the city of Detroit. But when you look at this five-county region, we really do have a lot going on, and it's just very spread out. And you're absolutely right that having a concentration of activity in different sectors really helps a lot in a lot of different areas. Hotels, retail establishments, and businesses like that really do better when there are more of them. You attract more people. I'm talking to you right now from Michigan Avenue in Chicago, where there's just this great conglomeration of retail establishments, and people fly in from Japan to come here and stay in the hotels. I think the same goes for the music industry, and your observation about having something like where you walked in Nashville would really help.
I'm speaking with Alex Rosen, who is with the Anderson Economic Group and the principal author of a fascinating new study looking at the business of the Detroit area music scene. It's called Music Industry in Detroit, Estimating the Size of the Music Industry in the Motor City. Alex, do you think Detroit's music industry has been overlooked in the many conversations that have been held about how to revitalize the city? Could they be contributing more and asked to do more?
I think that it is definitely one of the tools in our toolbox. It's probably not going to be a big driver in terms of getting everybody back to work, But it makes more of a contribution than you think, as we showed in our study. Mm-hmm. And it helps in another way, too. Having culture like this and having just a lot going on, having a scene, it makes every other industry more able to attract workers and retain workers. And it's a quality of life issue as well as an economic driver. It's probably, you know, it's not going to replace a bunch of auto plants closing, but it makes its mark and contributes in other ways too.
You know, it's kind of interesting to think of the juxtaposition of this music-related business in Detroit generating, as you found, $1.2 billion in sales revenue, but so many of the folks working that business are living hand-to-mouth. I mean, they're making art, but they aren't making money, are they?
That's right. For a lot of people, it's a job, and for other people, it's a labor of love, and they make their money otherwise. And everywhere in between. It's one of those things where sometimes the pay you get is getting to do it at all in front of people, but nevertheless, there is a lot of money changing hands. There are businesses that provide the artists with the place to the venue to play, the music publishing and instrument manufacturing and so forth. There's just a lot of places that this touches. Of course, the impact that music has on our society as a whole is even greater than this, because people doing it privately or in church or for fun or to let off steam. So it really, again, makes its mark in a lot of different ways.
What do you think political or community leaders in Michigan should take away from your report, or could take away from your report?
I think that they could think about how even artistic endeavors can have a business aspect to them. They can attract people from outside the region, and again, they contribute to quality of life. So just making sure we have don't have any barriers to a healthy sector here, and building on a tradition is an opportunity that we have that other places don't have. Even places that have a similarly sized music industry, they don't have the story to tell. We sort of have a foundation laid here that we could build from because of our history that, say, a Dallas, Texas might not.
Sure, sure. A very interesting study entitled The Music Industry in Detroit, Estimating the Size of the Music Industry in the Motor City. And we've been talking with the principal author, Alex Rosane, of the Anderson Economic Group. Alex, thanks so much for talking with us on Stateside.
Thank you very much.